My favorite places in the whole wide world. It ticks a lot of boxes for me. I like being beside the water. I like waterfalls. There's some ancient monuments in Glendalough as well that are very historic. You'll go back to the early days of Christianity in Ireland. It's a wonderful place to go and visit. If we just have the second image up, please, if we can. You can't really see it too well, but at the bottom there's a lovely sort of beachy area by the lake, and then just where we are is some picnic tables. And it was that day that we went, and we stopped there in this place, and we got out Rachel's cousin. Cousin once removed, lives in Dublin, and she sort of taken inspiration from some kind of food heating system from Africa that she'd, and we she had roasted a chicken that morning. She wakes up very early in the mornings, and we took it all out, and we sat there in that spot by that lake, and we just stopped and ate, and it was a beautiful experience. And one of the things I like in life is that ability to just to stop, just to pause. This was what you might call a Sabbath moment, if we were being very course specific. You might call this a Sabbath moment in life, but anytime I'm in those kinds of places, I just want to stop and I want to look and I want to take it in. The mountains, the lake, the smell of the air there, and the way it's crisper. There's something beautiful about being in nature. To stop and to see something of the world that God has created and his goodness in it. To appreciate it and to celebrate it. To celebrate God, because when we look at creation, we see something of the Creator, something of his reflection staring back at us. And this week, I want to, as we think about the second week, for those of you doing the course, we're going to need to remember three words. So you're going to repeat after me. The first word is to delight. Beauty. Gift. And those are the words you need to remember this week. To delight. To see the beauty and to know something of the gift that we have in God's creation around us. And as we look at celebration within the Sabbath, I'm just going to very quickly break down those words this morning. I'm sure you'll explore them in your groups later on in the week, but I just want to break them down a little bit and just give you my 10 pence. Firstly, when we're thinking about delight and that word delight and the call to delight, in our reading in Genesis, we see that God has made the world in 6 days. 6 days where he takes the world from nothing to a world that has taken a beautiful shape and has just exploded with life in all its variety. It's just come from nothing to this just explosion of life, diversity, and beauty. I remember when we were training in Bristol, if you ever are that way, go to the Bristol Museum. It's fantastic. It's right in the middle, a big tower, and they're normally updating the displays, and there's normally special things going on in there as well. Lovely, wonderful place. Good coffee as well. Always a bonus in my book. But go visit there. When we went, there is, I walked in and the first thing I see is the aeroplane. That's just me, and I'm delighting in the aeroplane. My wife is much more holy. So we went up to the taxidermy section, and I'd always rather see animals alive and good and well in their normal environment. I'm just going to just prefix what I'm about to say with that. These animals have been there since, I think, the Victorian days, so it happened a long time ago. In some weird way, it's okay. Even if they, yeah, we won't go there. Once Rachel had gotten over what had happened to these animals, she actually asked how they did it as well, and I was trying to explain, and she didn't want to hear much more. But we're looking at these animals, and we just get to one section of that taxidermy section, and she's just like looking. I can see her eyes have lit up. She is lost in this weird kind of delight. because she's just looking at all these birds, all these tropical birds with all their colors, with everything that they have been given, in all their beauty, the reds, the blues, the turquoises, the yellows, and she's looking at the butterflies and all the different designs and the patterns. And she's just lost in delight. In terms of celebration and thinking about it in the terms of delight, I thought it was just an amazing example, because she just looked at me and she said, "Isn't it amazing? Isn't it wonderful how diverse God made everything? All the colors." Now, she is an artist, as some of you know, so she likes color anyway. But she's just like, they're lost in the beauty of it all. And when we think about delight, I think we need to be a bit more like her in terms of looking around, stopping and pausing, and just taking it in, stopping and pausing, looking at creation, taking it in and delighting. In the Genesis reading, it's interesting that the first 6 days are good. You know, everything God looks back at is good. And the seventh day, there's only one day that's very good. It's the seventh day when God stops and he looks back at everything. And I think there is probably something in the Creator there that is delighting in what he has made. And there's that call to all of us, I think, to be able to stop, pause, and look and delight at what God has created. To take a moment to not worry about what might be, what was, but to simply delight in what is, to be in that moment. We'll talk more about that in a bit. The seventh day, that moment of pause, is to stop and to celebrate what has been given to us in the gift of creation. And the model for all of us is to do the same, to stop, to pause, to look and to say, "Isn't this very good?" We need to be able to delight in all that God has given us. And in our delight, one of the things that we also celebrate, so that's delight, who remembers the second word? Come on. Your beauty, you're excellent. That's a very good student down here. Second word, beauty. Beauty is something that is celebrated within the idea of Sabbath. And apologies to those who were at course a couple of weeks back at our first session. Just bear with me, because I know you've heard this example, but I think it's important to reiterate again. One of the things that was notable in our early years of marriage, I used to stop, you know, make sure that I had no appointments on the Thursday afternoon, so I just had admin left to do or the sermon or whatever, so I could beat the M25 traffic to get across to Rachel, because she was still ministering in North London at the time, in Hendon. So, and I learnt very quickly that the M25 around rush hour and the A1 tagged on to that as well, and North, you just don't do it. So I tried where I could to get across early so I could do all my admin once I'd got to Rachel's. And one of the things that was interesting about where Rachel was is a very Jewish area in Hendon in North London. Golders Green is just right around the corner. And it's just a very culturally different place. And Rachel used to live in the vicarage of one of the churches that was in the parish there. And temptation was next door to her vicarage, because right next door was a bakery. Right next door was this bakery. The thing that was interesting about this bakery, though, is if you went on any other day of the week, it seemed very run-of-the-mill, aside from the fact that it smelled wonderful all the time. It was, you know, the smell was heavenly. But, you know, it felt like a very run-of-the-mill bakery. Something weird happened on a Thursday, though, because suddenly all the pastries and all the bread and all the things in there suddenly became more ornate, more colourful, more beautiful. And it's because on the Thursday they are getting ready for the Sabbath. And one of the things that is celebrated on the Sabbath is beauty. similar to Deloitte in many respects, I think, but to see the beauty in things. And one of the ways, which I'm just describing, is to see beauty in the food that's given to us and the diversity of that. And there's this wonderful, if you're ever near one on a Thursday, there's like this knotted bread that's, I think it's got chocolate and stuff running through it as well. It's just wonderful. And you can get very big very quickly on it. But to see beauty in those things, it's not just the food that they see beauty in. The best silverware comes out, the most ornate silverware, the silver comes out. Husbands and wives are encouraged to see beauty in one another in the way that husbands, I'm trying to keep this clean, in the way that husbands and wives are often encouraged to see beauty in one another, to see beauty in what's been given to you in the gift, and to see beauty in the food that's given to you. To have that moment of pause in the wake, to take stock. I think poignantly is another interesting example from our Jewish brothers and sisters. A very poignant example, but many Holocaust memorial collections feature items of clothes that were specially formed and created for the Sabbath day in order to celebrate that holy day. Even in the midst of that setting, in the horrors of that setting, people still there still found a way to get what they could, to still find what beauty was available to them in that moment. Amidst all that horrors, they still marked beauty in creation. The French mathematician Blaise Pascal, he said this: in difficult times, you should always carry something beautiful in your mind. I'll say that again. In difficult times, you should always carry something beautiful in your mind. I think that in leaning into the practice of celebrating through the idea of Sabbath, we just have that moment in our week or in our lives or in that season, just to stop and just to put on the armor of seeing beauty. Because a lot of us walk around in our weeks, and very often, especially if we're, you know, in an office all week, have been there, done that, you don't see a lot of the outside world. And to have that moment where you can see beauty. See beauty. It's so powerful for all of us. Are we finding that time in our week to appreciate the beauty that God has given us in our walk with God? If not, I'd encourage you to try it. The last word, anybody remember it? Gift, excellent. You're all getting there. Thinking of Sabbath as a time to celebrate, it's also a gift because it forces us to live in the present moment. It forces us to live in that moment and to be still in that moment. My wife, and she did it to me this week, she often asks me this question. You know, we're atop of, in Madeira, you can get like a cable car up to the top of the mountains, and you can stop at the top of the mountains and look over, and again, happy place to me, mountains, water, there's actually a waterfall up there, I was very happy. Great place, lovely place, and I'm looking out, I'm just stood there appreciating just being. My wife looks at me and she says, "What are you thinking?" Nothing. Yes. Wives and ladies in this room, you need to understand something about us blokes. Is that it's perfectly possible for us to be stood there thinking about absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm just at the top and I'm just taking it in and I'm just appreciating what's before. What are you thinking? Now, In some ways, that's a gift. In many ways, that's a gift to be able to stand at the top of the mountain and just not have any other thoughts other than, wow, and just to take it in and appreciate it. But there is actually that second act of appreciation and that awareness that that moment that you have is a gift is also a learned practice. To take yourself out and to be there and to see it as a gift. And there are so many amazing gifts from God, not least the work of salvation through Jesus. But the ability to stop, be still, know that He is God, delight, and find beauty is an amazing gift. And I don't know what your working weeks or your weeks, if you're retired, can be like. You know, mine can often be full of some tough situations that we've got to face down. Lots of different anxieties and pressures. There can be weeks where I don't know whether I'm coming or going. And actually, what I found is that respecting that practice in the week of just having that one day, it's a gift in the week that it just lifts me out of those pressures. It just takes me up and out of them. It forces you to lay your anxieties down before God. It forces you to be present, to take those issues to Him, to be honest and be exposed in prayer. And sometimes, and I know this of myself, if I don't do that and if I don't take the gift that's there, I will try and hold on to everything myself. I will try to do everything by myself and think that I can do it all and that somehow we can get through this and we can sort this issue out there, and we can do that, and I need to go and see this person, I need to be at this place at this time. If I don't take my rest, if I don't take that time to stop, and I don't take that gift, and that time to appreciate who God is, and what He's done, then I'm a much worse person for it. The joy is that in many ways I can be lifted out of a place that is my normal time and space, simply to be still and present. One hymn might describe it as this: take from my soul the strain and stress, and let my ordered life confess the beauty of thy peace. To stop, to let the ordering, to hand the ordering actually back over to God. Just to delight and rest in Him. See the gift in it. See the gift of His peace. I'm actually quite happy that we did have that last bit of the reading this morning, because that in and of itself is a gift. God's peace. A peace that sometimes passes understanding. Very often passes understanding. If you stop and look for that gift, I promise you it will be there somewhere. As I come into land, another quick illustration. If you go to St. Paul's Cathedral, there's a plaque there. It says simply this: if you are looking for a monument to the architect, look around you. If you are looking for a monument to the architect, look around you. St. Paul's Cathedral, in many respects, is a celebration of God. It's an act of worship. It's an amazing building, designed by Sir Christopher Wren, amazing architect for his time. But it's also, in many respects, a celebration of his work and everything that he's given in designing that place. But in so many ways, that mirrors who God is and what He's done for us. It's actually, that phrase is referenced in the Justice League, for those of you who've seen it, the comic book film. It is a terrible film, don't watch it. But it's actually referenced in there, but it's also just an amazing way of thinking about celebrating who God is. When we're out in the world, when we're stopping, celebrating through realizing that the monument to God is around us. I like looking up at the stars at night. Anybody else want to be astronomers here? I like looking up at those and seeing beauty in those, looking up at them and just sort of seeing, you know, those stars and thinking, oh, blowing your mind in terms of how far they are and realizing that light speed would do nothing to get to them. It's mind-bending, but it all displays the greatness of God. It's a testament to who he is. I think it's why I like being up mountains. I think it's why I like waters. It's why I like waterfalls. Because when you're at the top of a mountain and you look out, there's just that space for wonder and celebration. I think it's so countercultural at the moment as well. When we think about celebration, because we often think celebration means going to a party. There's a lot of external factors in celebration, isn't there? Maybe some young people today might think that alcohol helps you celebrate. I don't think it does. I think celebration starts within the heart. It starts when you can appreciate who God is, what he's done for us, the gifts he's given. It starts when we learn to delight, to see beauty, and to accept the gift. Amen.